Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as tonight is the meeting night for Panther football parents, as that will take place at 6 o'clock. They'll be talking quite a bit about the getting the football season going again during a COVID times and some of the restrictions that will be put on not only on the players, but also on the fans. That meeting will take place at the football field on the West Stadium bleachers and should kick off beginning at 6 p.m. As for the WyomingFootball.com is talking about, well, maybe Star Valley's run is over. The Braves have won 4 championships in Class 3A in the past 5 years, but making it back to the title game will require a lot of growing up. Star Valley lost its top four rushers, their top 6 receivers, and 11 of their top 12 tacklers. So another championship run will rely on a bunch of players untested at the varsity level. But the Braves JV have been pretty successful. As a matter of fact, they played a lot last year as Star Valley, after they would get a big lead, would send the JVs in, and they even made an appearance last year in the championship game. Well, WyomingFootball.com also says, if not the Braves, then who? They add that the West Conference has a murderer's row of opponents. Cody Powell and Jackson all have the athleticism, depth, and coaching to make the West the kind of conference that demands the best from every team every week. They also add that, will the East Conference have any title threats? They add, probably not. That said, the top 4 teams in the East, likely Lander, Riverton, Buffalo, and Douglas, although not necessarily in that order, are capable programs. It's just hard to overlook how easily the West swept the East in the first round of the playoffs last season without thinking something similar could happen again this year. First 3 weeks will show quite a bit. As some players to watch, they include Brant Nelson of Star Valley, Coulter Dawson of Jackson, Jack Sweeney of Lander, and Hiram Hatch of Buffalo. One of the key games, according to WyomingFootball.com, will be Cody at Powell's September 25th. That, if the Bronx haven't had this game circled on their calendars since 5 minutes after the end of last season, they'd be crazy. The Bronx were supposed to be the ones in Laramie. Instead, Powell went. Revenge might be too kind of a word of what Cody wants, but Powell isn't an easy out by any stretch. As the Panthers will get ready to open up their season on August 28th at home against Riverton. We're back with more after this.